have thought this would have been a joke had you have not heard it on this program where we only have reputable news, but Saudi Arabia had decided that they want to try and bid for the Olympic Games. Okay, seems a little odd, but anyway, they do play sports, so we thought, okay, that's fair enough. But hang on a second. They said that, look, we'll have the Olympic Games, we'll put in a bid, but no chicks. And here's the quote that came from the prince who's in Saudi Arabia, who said this: "Our society can be very conservative. It has a hard time accepting that women can compete in sport." So what they proposed was this: that they would hold all the male events and they'd find some other country that can do all the female events. And this no-chick policy from Saudi Arabia was really a bit much for you to swallow when we talked about it on Friday. I mean, unbelievable stuff, really, that they would even suggest that they would do it. And as I said on Friday, let's do this. Let's give them the Olympic Games and watch all the countries in the world, including this one, I would hope, boycott the Games, not turn up, and let's watch the world condemn them for it. Raylene Boyle is on the line, former Olympic sprinter, and has a swag of medals to her name, and it's great to chat to her. Hi, Raylene.
Hi, Justin. How are you?
Good, thank you. What do you think of the no-chicks policy at Saudi Arabia?
I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Isn't it?
Certainly, I think that the IOC are laughing at it. They're not taking it seriously. I don't see how anyone, after however many hundred and whatever, I think it's a hundred and next year, 16 years that women have been competing in the Olympics, I don't think anyone in that period of time could see it going backwards to only men competing.
Does it disappoint you, though? And I don't say this buttering you up, but you have done a lot for women's sport. You and many others have done a great deal for women's sport and inspiring other women. To hear a sovereign country make a statement like this, that they don't think they could hold an Olympic with women in it, must really stick in your craw.
In this day and era and how far we've come in the world and the modern world we live in, it's just a joke. It is just a bloody joke. And these people who disregard and disrespect women like this, why do they have women in their country? Just to produce babies?
Just breed?
Is that all it's about?
Yep. Well, I would, looking at this, I would think that's the only answer possible. That's
well,
all they're
I
there
mean,
for. Yeah.
Even the way they make their women compete, if they do compete, you know, fully clothed with their heads covered and... It's, look, in today's modern society, I just think it's ridiculous and the most stupid thing I've ever heard.
Should we, and I don't want to go too far with this and go over the top, but should we look at maybe keeping them out of the Olympics for even making this suggestion, for putting a bid forward where women are not involved? Should we start trying to send a message to them now?
Look, I think by rejecting and ignoring and laughing at their bid, we're doing enough. I don't think the exclusion of a country from the Olympic Games is the way to go. They're free to exclude themselves. But I, you know, the Olympic Games are the only true international sport, really, where the whole world competes. So why start cutting people out?
Sure. Okay. Look, that's smart.
Let them make their choices. And by laughing at them and by really making a mockery of what they're suggesting, and by letting women and men compete together on the same arena, we're laughing at what they're saying anyway. Laughing at the way they run their society.
Let's let this stupid idea play out. Let's say, heaven forbid, they actually get the Olympic Games and they hold the female games off-site. Would you call on Australia to boycott?
Oh, that's a very big one because Australia has never actually boycotted an Olympic game.
No.
Even when everything was happening before Moscow, they didn't boycott. And one, I can't see it ever happening.
No.
But two, I don't think Australia would boycott because that's not, you know, we've got, I think there are only three countries in the world that have never boycotted a Games and that have been there from the start, from the original Games.
But we're not boycotting here for political reasons. We're boycotting for something far bigger than that, far, far bigger than, far more important than that. We're talking about half the planet here that's been cut out of their Olympic Games because they, you know, it's above a woman's station to run and to swim and to, you know, ridiculous.
But we're only talking hypothetically.
We are.
So hypothetically, I don't think we would not go. as a country. But this won't happen. This couldn't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, the IOC will laugh at them and see it as just a ridiculous gesture.
Yeah.
And a bid like this could not be acceptable.
You would certainly hope so. Look, I might point out on Australia Day our own. I mean, this is how seriously the country is taken. On Australia Day, our Governor General went there to be there for a memorial of the passing king of the late king, and didn't attend any events on Australia Day. I mean, we take the country very seriously.
Well, obviously we do for probably business reasons. But I'm sure that we deal with a lot of countries where we don't necessarily believe with the way they treat one thing or another, or Indonesia, for example, what their rules and regulations are about drugs and life and death and living and not living. We still deal with them. And so you can't even consider that it was the wrong thing. I don't think the Governor-General should have been out of Australia on Australia Day. I mean, if there's one day that you want to be here, is the day that we celebrate our country and celebrate the birth of our country. But, you know, that's a choice that he and the government have made.
Your straight talk has made you famous and has done so again. Thank you, Raylene.
My pleasure, Justin.
How have you been, anyway? Everything been good with you?
Look, I'm really well. Yes, I've had a good couple of years, and all's good. I can't spell Palyuchet either, even though I live on the Sunshine Coast and I don't intend starting.
Well, look, you've been shocked by your election result, so you need a good rest on this Monday, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I need to sit down and think about this very carefully.
Thanks, Raylene. Great chatting.
Okay,
Raylene Boyle, a former Olympic sprinter with Commonwealth gold, Olympic silver, and has been a magnificent Australian. And I think she described the suggestion that Saudi Arabia would have an Olympic Games without women involved as, I think I can quote Raylene correctly on this, saying it was bloody stupid, is spot on, and that the Governor-General should not have been out of the country on Australia Day.